This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Our veterans tribute this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga, Basiliga Hospitality, and the brand new, incredible Sergei's, named after John's dad. Top nightclub. I've been to a lot of them. New York, you name it. This is right there. 519 Linden Street, Scranton, opening tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock. For parade day, it will have its debut. And our veterans this hour. Raymond Nebraski, Madison Township. He was 93 when we lost him December 28th. He was at the Gino Merle Veterans Center. He'd been preceded in death by his loving wife of 58 years. The former Rita leftist left us. Nebraski. He was born in Paterson, New Jersey. Graduated from Eastside High School in 1948 before continuing on to ICS Tech. In 1953, he joined the Army. He served us in the Army of Occupation stationed in Germany. He rose to the rank of corporal. He and his wife owned and operated R&R Fur Farm. A mink farm in Madison Township. How about that? Proud member of the Covenant Presbyterian Church of Scranton. Gorgeous church. He was a member of the Madison Township Planning Commission. Member of the Madisonville Independent Fire Company. Serving 20 years as an officer, including fire chief. He was a Madison Township fire marshal. They started making potato pancakes, he and his wife. And they formed R&R Potato Pancakes, serving them at Roaring Brook Fire Company picnics and all over the place for 30 years. Jack of all trades. He either refurbished or built his children's homes from the ground up. He survived by those children, a daughter, two sons, and grandchildren. Raymond Nebraski. Bruce Covey. He was from Lake Ariel. We lost him Christmas Eve last year. His family was by his side. He was fighting cancer for nearly 25 years. He lost the love of his life, Betty Ann Delawi Covey, back in 2017. He was born in Carbondale, 1943, attended Scranton Technical High School. He went on to become an accomplished home builder and the owner of Bruce Covey Builders. He built many homes in the Hideout and the surrounding area. Attention to detail. He served us honorably and proudly in the United States Air Force. Loving husband, father, grandfather. He loved German Shepherd dogs. Always had one at his side. Had a German Shepherd his whole life. Surviving are his children. A son, a daughter, grandchildren and great-granddaughters and other family. Bruce Covey, our great veterans this hour, brought to you by Sergey's, the nightclub, downtown Scranton, opening tomorrow, 10 a.m.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Our veterans tribute this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga, Basiliga Hospitality, and tomorrow morning, it's a soft opening, but it's an opening of Sergey's, the nightclub in the lower level of a Terra 519 property, 519 Linden Street, 10 a.m. for the parade. Not a much better place to enjoy the parade than there. You'll be amazed, I promise you. Jerry Ritchie. He was from Wilkes-Barre Township. He was 87 when we lost him December 9. Born in Shikshinny, proud graduate of the former Shikshinny High School. Known as an athlete on the basketball court and the football field. After high school, he enlisted in the United States Army, serving this country with distinction. Following his military service, he went to work for Prudential Insurance as a sales agent. He was advisor to countless families. He loved golf, and he was good at it. He was a family man. He adored his children and his grandchildren. He was called Grandpa Chubb. Preceded in death by his loving wife of 55 years, Arline. Survived by his daughter, son, and grandchildren. Jerry Ritchie. Joseph Cunningham. He died December 29th last year. He was from Exeter. He was 84. Born in Wilkes-Barre. Member of Corpus Christi Parish, St. Anthony of Padua Church, Exeter. A graduate of Elmer Myers High School. After graduation, he joined our United States Air Force. Among his posts, he was stationed in Kotzebue, Alaska. After 4 years, he returned to Wilkes-Barre, employed by the American Red Cross Blood Center, where he met his wife, Elizabeth Fortuna. They married in 1966. He went on to graduate from Penn State University with an associate degree in chemistry and then got his bachelor's degree in chemistry at King's. He went to work as an engineer at RCA Corporation Mountaintop and Findlay, Ohio. And then Digital Equipment Corporation, Hudson, Mass. While working at Digital, he began to run. At lunchtime, he completed three marathons, New York City, Marine Corps, and Pittsburgh. He returned to Pennsylvania after his retirement as an engineer, was employed at the Wyoming Area School District as their computer systems manager. He has two children, two grandchildren. Joseph Cunningham, our great veterans this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga, Basiliga Hospitality, and the grand opening tomorrow of Sergey's Nightclub, lower level, 519 Linden Street. Our veterans tribute this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga, Basiliga Hospitality, and tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., parade day in downtown Scranton at 519 Linden Street. Lower level, Sergey's, the nightclub. It opens in the daytime. It's worth the cover charge to see it. Sergey's, named after John's dad. A great musician in his own right. And Mike Mancini reminds me, and this is important, today is Black Balloon Friday for those who've been lost, like his own Marine son, Christian Mancini. Let's remember it's Black Balloon Friday. Thank you, Mike. Our veterans this hour, William Petty. He was 83 when he passed away December 18 last year. His family says he's leaving behind a legacy of laughter, love, lost golf balls, and balanced spreadsheets. He was born in Clark Summit, a beloved husband, father, brother, grandfather, graduate of Lackawanna Junior College. He started a lifelong career in accounting. Recently, as business manager of Roy W. Piper Charitable Trust and the Susquehanna Apartments in Tunkhannock. He loved his golf, loved searching for golf balls, but his pride and joy was his late wife, Judy, to whom he was married for 58 years. Daytona Beach Shores was their vacation destination, and he was a fanatic for NASCAR and the Daytona Speedway. His family says he was honest and selfless. His generosity knew no bounds. He's survived by his sons, grandson, a granddaughter, and other family. William Petty. Robert McDade. He was 88 when he died December 21st last year from the Newtown section of Hanover Township. He was born in Wilkes-Barre, a graduate of Hanover Township Memorial High School. He served his country proudly in the United States Navy. Was a recipient of the Good Conduct Medal for his military service. He was grocery store manager for Pantry Pride. And then a member of the Great Teamsters Union, because he was in the trucking industry. Devoted Catholic. St. Robert Bellarmine Church, Wilkes-Barre. Survived by numerous family members. Robert McDade, our great veteran this hour, brought to you by Sergey's, opening tomorrow morning. And thanks to John Basiliga for helping us to remember them.